Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Summer, right around the corner. And this part of the show is brought to you by La Garza Summer Camp. Parents, all of your problems are being solved right now. Listen closely. La Garza Summer Camp has it all. 30 locations across the Bay Area, a variety of programs from sports to STEAM. Flexible scheduling, epic fun for kids, peace of mind for parents, tired kids, happy kids at the end of the day. Head to LaGarzaSports.org and use the code ALICE. You'll get $50 off today. La Garza Summer Camp. That's the name to know. It's hump day.
Hump day.
Yeah, it is.
Survivor's on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting down to it. Our girl Camilla from Foster City is still on the show.
Mm-hmm.
She's been absolutely delightful. I love her and Kyle, of their relationship, but those people effed up so hardcore last week. So bad. They had the chance to get rid of Eva or Joe. Either one of them. And Eva's the one to get rid of, by the way. Eva wins. She gets to the third. She gets to the final three. She's got the story. That girl wins. If she doesn't get there and Joe does, Joe wins. Joe is just a gem of a person. Joe is also a local, by the way. He's like a Sacramento firefighter.
Right.
They screwed up. They voted out Mary, just who would have been a number for them.
And
Mary was a good...
Survived long beyond what anyone could have expected of her.
Also, how funny is the jury with David, the stuntman, who appears to have dyed his hair black since he's been on the jury. Wow. And has a perma frown on. Like, he is so mad and so intense.
Well, he knows he's going to go home to the motor home in front of his dad's house, and the girlfriend's going to say,
she's not even going to talk to him. She's already gone.
Well, right. In real life, they've already.
Yeah. I mean, it's sad. Bye. He's so mad about it. So I feel like if Eva and Joe make it to the top three, I think Eva wins.
I do too.
Even for Joe, like, do you want the $1 million or not? But they made a huge mistake because she has so many advantages in the game. They were like talking about, well, maybe we get Joe. I'm like, you guys, it's Eva. Eva's the one. I don't know if it's because they're just too close to it or like, is his name Shaheem? There's a guy,
yeah.
And he is saying, I'm playing just as good a game as them. Like, that's the delusion. Like, he might be playing just as good a game, but he doesn't have that, like, that heartfelt, like, Eva is a chick who has autism, and she's struggling and dealing with in a very beautiful and inspiring way, a way that steals $1 million from you.
Yep.
She's really dealing and is such a sympathetic character. And Joe is a freaking hero. Like, on the show, he's a hero. In real life, he's a hero. Mm-hmm. Like, these are people you don't want to sit. And so do you want to win $1 million or not? Because if you do, You have to get rid of these people. Kyle is so deep in his feelings. I just wanted to slap him. And if I was Camilla, I'd be like, I'm going to slap you right now, dum-dum. Do you want to win or not? No, my real feelings, it's my real friends. I'm like, you're not going to, don't. You need to beat these people. They're not going to have any qualms about beating you. They think they deserve it. And by the way, the fact that they didn't take them out means they do deserve it. I actually think one of them should win now because these people are too stupid to take them out. Anyway, tonight on TV, Survivor. Next up. Everybody's Live with John Mulaney on Netflix. Alanis Morissette is one of the guests. This show, everyone's talking about it.
Is that right?
Everywhere I turn, I'm hearing about this show. Like, I'm hearing great things. And
it's really good. I've watched a couple episodes of it.
I love it. It's hilarious. It's so weird.
Everybody's Live with John Mulaney. It's a Netflix show. There's a new episode today. See what I'm saying? Like, everyone in that room, is they're probably talking about it right now.
He's a really likable guy. So, you know, what did he do? 2 minutes at the Oscars? Or was it even the Oscars when he did that? He did a bit, and then the next thing you know, everyone's like, he should be the host. He's amazing. Mm. And I thought, wow, that is the way. That is why you go do that, because the audience
is profound.
Right. Yeah. And it probably led to this show that he's got right now.
Yeah, he's got to be, well, he'd done some specials and stuff too. He's the guy, he's married to Olivia Munn, right?
Yeah.
And then he like broke up with his wife, went to rehab, mm-hmm. and Olivia like reached out to him in rehab, and then they got out. And
I don't mean to be skeptical of people's stories, but I believe they knew each other before he went to rehab.
And so he's like, I'm going to go to rehab.
I'm not saying they knew each other in a naked way.
Carnal way.
But I'm saying that there was some kind of connection that maybe when she did reach out, he was like,
oh, hi.
Yeah.
How are you?
You couldn't not be. She's one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life.
I think she's got a role on something that's on TV right now, or like a movie that's come. I just saw a still of her from some production. And by the way, she also just went through breast cancer, mm-hmm. and had a kid and all this. I mean, they really pack a lot into their lives, these two.
Well, you know, you 1 minute you're just cruising along. I know this story because it happened to me. You're just cruising along, and then all of a sudden, it's like things don't stop happening.
Mm. She's on Your Friends and Neighbors. Which is
that's the John Hamm. That's
show.
Where I saw her
on Apple TV.
Anybody watching that? That's appealing to me.
I'm gonna give a go one of these days.
Friends and Neighbors.
He's like a high powered guy who gets fired at the beginning of the thing, and now he's gonna turn to petty thievery.
I think who's
John Hamm. He's like a burglar, like a cat burglar.
Yeah, he's a hedge fund manager, and he resorts to burglary
after keep his family together.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, you do what you got to do.
Right. I got to burgle my friends and neighbors.
Need a massage treatment at
sure,
7 a.m.?
Sure, go get one. Go and you get one. Right. And you say yes service. To the special service. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's called being a human. The end. Also on TV tonight, you know John Walsh is still around? He's the America's Most Wanted guy. There's apparently a special tonight called The Dirty Dozen. America's Most Wanted, John Walsh's Dirty Dozen, 8 o'clock on Fox. Also on Fox right after that, TMZ investigates. What the hell's going on with Justin Bieber? That's not the title of it, but that's basically what it is. TMZ investigates. What happened to Justin Bieber?
You know what someone wrote in when we were just sitting there goofing around about all the stuff he's in the news about is they said he started going into a downward spiral when the P. Diddy stuff started coming up. Mm. And hasn't been able to recover. So there's highly likely, and maybe it's fear of what's coming, going to come out of this trial, or maybe nothing happened and he's just bummed about his association with it. Who knows?
He was a 15-year-old and he was over there. And frankly, if I was him and I was P. Diddy, I'd be way more worried about being P. Diddy. Like, anything that happened to him at P. Diddy's house, he could just go, yeah, I was underage and that guy was completely controlling my life.
Well, I agree, but I don't know that your brain works quite like that. I think that he might be beating himself up over whatever's happened,
right.
whatever
decisions
he let
he
happen,
made as
whatever.
A 16-year-old
there
whatever.
Are definitely, there's a reality to being around older people and doing things way
beyond
above your
years.
League
yeah.
because you want to impress people that mm-hmm. you're with. And I've certainly done that in little, very small ways, whether it's at the skate park or, you know, you do something that you go, oh, my God.
In the back of your mind, you're like, I shouldn't do this. This is wrong.
That's so-and-so. I'm going to go. And I even if I end up in a heap and a bloody mess, that guy saw me be a badass. Mm. I'm going.
A badass heap of bloody mess.
Well, whatever. I mean, yeah, I went for it. Mm. I'm no chicken.
Well, that's just, yes. That is actually, I approve of that. I do not approve of the thing
I don't
where you're
know
at the
what...
party and all the girls are just, you know, he's buried at the bottom of a pile of girls.
Right. I don't know what possibilities
Justin
were there
Bieber,
for
I'm
him.
Under here. Can somebody please rescue me? I'm under a pile of girls.
Guys.
Or all of the people. It seems like they're all on me. Okay, so now we get into the Law and Order section, and there is some Diddy stuff. In fact, maybe I should start with that. I just want to get through this Kim Kardashian thing real quick.
Okay.
So you remember when Kim Kardashian was in France for like Fashion Week?
Yes.
She got robbed, and it was, and look, I am not trying to minimize this. Her hotel room was invaded. She thought she was going to be raped. She was in a robe. They took her. She's pleading for her life and talking about her children. It was one of the most terrifying things, if not the most terrifying thing that's ever happened to her. So one of the things that these guys had said, or it came out that she was posting all these pictures of all this jewelry and all these things that she had. And they were like, we knew she had them at the hotel that she was at. So we went and we robbed her. So yesterday, and I'm with no comment other than she wore $7 million worth of diamonds to her Paris robbery trial yesterday. They call them the grandpa robbers who held her at gunpoint, tied her up, stole her jewelry. This happened in 2016, 9 years ago. And she wore $7 million worth of diamonds. A 52 carat necklace worth about $3 million. Although there are some sites that are saying it's worth $1.5 million. I don't really, it has 52 carats of diamonds. I think whatever the price is, who cares? Also matching diamond earrings, rings, and an anklet. Kim took the witness stand to testify against the thieves. She said that when the guys broke into her hotel room, they were dressed like police officers with masks. It was around 3 o'clock in the morning, and all she was wearing was a bathrobe. She said, I was certain that was the moment that I was going to be sexually assaulted. I absolutely did think I was going to die. I thought about my sister, Courtney, and thought she would walk in and see me shot dead and have that memory in her forever. Her stylist, Simone Harouche, was in the suite. She was hiding. And she took
this.
What's she going to do? They have a bunch of dudes coming.
I mean, you jump out and say,
boo!
Freeze!
Now get out! So Simone.
I hope they do. And then, I don't know.
Takes the stand.
Yeah.
Because she was in the same suite. And she heard Kim begging for her life. She started quoting the things that Kim was crying to these people.
There I was, safe and sound, hiding. And I heard all the bad stuff happening to Kim. That's awful. She should have jumped out and said, freeze!
With her hair dryer.
Everyone's shaking their heads no. All right, I don't know what you do.
Honestly, you're right. It is absolutely the most horrific position to be in.
I want to believe I do something.
Well, you're
besides hide.
So you maybe could do something. I don't know. But when you're a woman and you're listening to something, I mean, yes, of course you're. I mean, she's got to live with herself for the rest of her life having heard that. It's awful. But if I'm Kim in this scenario, I'm like, do not leave that room. Don't do it. Save yourself. We don't need to both be sexually assaulted.
I don't know. I feel like I'm going to go in there and see if I, you know, maybe I end up bound and gagged. I might. It's probably true.
I hope she's got her phone and is calling people right
now.
Oh,
did she? Is that what happened?
I actually don't know.
Oh, well, she was on the stand. What'd she say? I was calling people?
No, she was doing all the quotes that she heard Kim yelling.
Oh,
it's actually,
God.
There's a lot here, by the way. I really sort of took that down for everybody, but you can.
Brutal, huh?
You can read it all if you, I mean.
Let me ask you a question.
Page 6 has a full thing.
Like for the room.
All right.
When you are traveling and you get to the hotel and you are now in a faraway land, be it Hawaii or Cache Creek or New York City.
Wherever you are.
Do you take everything that you would consider valuable and put it in the safe, the in-room safe, or are you scattering your stuff throughout the hotel without any concern whatsoever?
I basically have no concern. The most precious thing that I have in that room is my phone, and if I leave the room, it's going with me. I just don't.
I never think to go to the safe and put it in. I also don't have many.
I'm not wearing jewels.
I don't wear jewels.
I'm sure the Kardashians must travel with probably a lockbox, and maybe they, you know, I would think that they would lock that away, but she's in the room, so maybe she's like, who's going to invade the room? It was also a very exclusive hotel. Like, this was a private hotel even. Like, you couldn't walk in off the street and go into it. Like, you wouldn't even know it was a hotel from the outside, is the way it was described. It's like a... It looks like part of a row house,
right?
Thing, from just from what I've seen, picture wise,
exclusive,
very well. I mean, the Kardashians stay there.
I put a watch in a lockbox before,
but that's about it, right?
Yeah.
So I wonder if their stuff was just lying out. Do you lay your
you
stuff
travel
out?
With passport. Some jewelry? Oh, that's
I put
a good
my passport in the safe.
That's smart.
That's the only thing that you really need.
That's irreplaceable.
Yeah.
At least in the amount
in
of time,
country.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. You know. I would actually even be afraid to leave my passport in there, because if you ever lost, if something happened to you, wouldn't you want to have your passport on you? I don't know.
Yeah,
that's scary.
I always go back and forth when I'm traveling.
That's why I asked. It's one of those weird things.
Should I bring my passport with me when I leave the room? Like, is it safer for me to always have it with me?
Mm.
Or is it safer to leave it locked in the room?
I had this little thing I used to wear underneath, like when we traveled. It was like a total under the clothes flat pack, just, you know, so that it couldn't be, you wouldn't see a strap to cut it off somebody, you know, a lot of times they'll cut the strap of your purse and take your purse or, you know, pickpocket. It was just under, and it was sort of like hanging against my chest, like a necklace almost that would hold your passport safely. And so I put my kids' passports in there. And
then you could have them.
And then it would have them, right? Without having to worry that they had been set down somewhere or forgotten or left behind, or if anything happened to us, we wouldn't have them. Super paranoid about my passport. Foreign travel. And, you know, do you think you're going to France? It's so civilized. Oui, oui.
Well, except.
There's crime everywhere. And when you've been posting all day on Instagram about your fabulous jewels, and here you are going into your hotel, and they go, that lady's got millions of dollars in jewels.
It's one of those things where I wouldn't say anyone's asking for it. I don't really think that.
You shouldn't have to worry about that.
But I would beat myself up after the fact and change the way I do things if I ended up robbed.
Right.
Because there I was posting all of my diamonds.
Yeah.
Duh. Anyway.
I guess you feel safe. You know, you're at a certain level. I'm sure she travels with bodyguards. Like, where the hell were they? Speaking of Law and Order, because this is kind of a roundup, I have two more things. One of them is the Diddy. So I have some Cassie Ventura testimony from yesterday. This is the federal trial against Sean Diddy Combs with, here's just a little summary. And there's a lot here as well. Like, I am picking and choosing. Cassie Ventura, 38 years old. She is 8 months pregnant. She delivered emotional testimony detailing a decade-long abusive relationship with Diddy. She described a pattern of physical abuse, psychological manipulation, and sexual coercion. Notably, she recounted being forced into freak-offs, which are drug-fueled sexual encounters with male escorts orchestrated and directed by Combs. These sessions often lasted several days, and left her feeling degraded and emotionally numb. And there are details. If you would like them, she
goes into everything.
This is testimony, and they asked a million questions. Cassie testified that Combs exerted control over many aspects of her, Diddy, that's Sean Combs, over many aspects of her life, including her career, appearance, and personal choices. She feared retaliation and blackmail. He recorded all these encounters. And so she felt he could blackmail her with that stuff. She also, I mean, it's the whole thing where you don't want to lose this, like you've convinced yourself that you love this person. So you do this stuff. They're coercing you and they're threatening to leave you if you don't do these horrible things. So talking about the freak-off, she says they were not consensual encounters. They were driven by Diddy's voyeuristic desires. She said, I was just trying to make him happy, highlighting coercive dynamics. On the psychological impact, she described feeling like an object being heavily objectified by men in that scenario. On the physical abuse, she recounted instances where Combs would, quote, mash my head, knock me over, drag me, kick me, stomp me in the head if I was down. And she said that happened. They said, how often did that happen? And she said, all the time. Way too much. On her inability to leave this relationship, she expressed that fear kept her from escaping the relationship, saying, I didn't know if he would be upset enough to be violent or would not want to be with me at all. They say there are about 8 to 9 weeks of testimony forthcoming. I believe that she's probably not done on the stage, on the stand, I should say.
How long did you say they were together?
About 10 years.
Oh, my.
Or, well, actually, I don't know, because maybe in 2016, wasn't that when that the tape was from, in the hotel room? In the hotel hall. So I guess it just kept going from there.
I don't know what the date on that was, but I was just curious the overall amount of time spent in a tortured relationship.
A decade-long abusive relationship. So I don't know the start date and I don't know the end date, but 2016 is when that video from the hallway came out. So maybe that was toward the end, I would think. If you want to read the whole thing, The Hollywood Reporter actually has lots of details if that's what you want. I feel like we don't really need to get into it here. And also, in our continued Law and Order segment, which I'm not going to have time for everything, but French actor Gérard Depardieu, jetted Depardieu, 76 years old, was convicted yesterday in a Paris court for sexually assaulting two women during the 2021 filming of the movie Le Volet Vert, The Green Shutters. A 54-year-old set dresser and a 34-year-old assistant director testified that Gérard Depardieu groped them and made vulgar remarks on set. The court found their accounts credible and consistent. He got an 18-month suspended prison sentence and was fined about $32,000. And he's also now registered with France's National Sex Offender Database.
Wasn't he in trouble on a plane? He
peed on a plane.
That's what it was.
Something, yeah. I think he wasn't allowed to use a certain bathroom, or I can't remember what it was, Vin, but you're right. There was some, it was like a full-on altercation. Like
this guy's
whizzing on.
Well, I was thinking he's such a big star in France. While maybe not here, he must, you know, be treated like a big shot and gets away with, probably has gotten away with crap for a long time until now.
You know what? I'm looking at the story I have. He doesn't mention that. Because that was
the
actually,
airplane incident. Yeah.
Well, they say that he said he had prostate problems and it forced him to urinate in front of folks.
Oh, really?
During the takeoff of an airplane.
I see. Yeah. So he just, I'm having problems. I'm not mad. I thought it was like a whole yelling thing, and
yeah,
it seemed like an angry whizzing incident and not just like a, oh no.
Well, they refused to let him go to the bathroom, so that's, I think he probably raised a little bit of a stink.
Oh, why? Were they taxiing or something? And hadn't taken care of that before they took off? Oh, that's good. Anyway, there's that. I am out of time, Vinny. What's coming up in the news?
So much stuff that I haven't gotten to. Okay, I've got a cat with a quinceañera. I've got the top baby names. If you've got one of those coming, you may want to hear, you know, what's... But sometimes you think that you'd avoid what the hot names are, and yet these names continue to be at the tippy top, and more after these.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more.
The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Tears for another day. It's hump day.
Man, this is a hit.
Yeah, it's a good one. The Weeknd. Save your tears. It's Alice in 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up at 8.05, your chance to win tickets to the sold-out Coldplay show at Stanford Stadium, courtesy of Live Nation.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank.
Oh.
This just in. Summer's here.
Wow, already.
And the adventures start now. Thanks to the Fremont Bank Foundation, Aqua Adventure brings more than just thrills. Go to FremontBank.com/giving to learn more about its community involvement. Great job, Fremont Bank. Warriors play tonight. It's a must win. It's at 6:30. Let's all be there for that. Go Warriors. We are now seeing blue skies over the city here in downtown San Francisco as we broadcast from Studio 9.
Hello.
Of the Odyssey building. Partly cloudy expected, though, depending on where you're at today. So there'll be some, it's a mix. It's a whole thing. Sure. It's a microclimate.
The sky, it changes all the time.
Mid-70s, though, today. And we're warming up. A week from today, we're looking at the places that will be mid-70s today will be 90s a week from today.
Oh, boy.
Well, brace yourselves, ready. Everybody. I mean, Fremont Bank told you, summer's here.
They did actually just announce
that. Yeah, they just said summer's here. So. Yeah. You know, get with that program.
Yeah. Come on.
And I'm into it. Barefoot, shorts.
Right.
I've been wearing sweatpants for a while now. I need to get into some shorts and some
bare feet
and some sunshine. I don't really like try to tan, but I like a little sun on me for a few minutes each day.
Well, it when you're out in the sun all the time, you just naturally, your skin gets a little bit tan.
Growing up where I did down south, we would have our shirts off and we would just be in the sun all day. And kids now, I don't know what it is, but like even my own daughter will go, why do you have your shirt off? I don't know. Cause I'm at my house and the sun is out and it's nice. Look at the face. I'm Bob. Bob just gave me a face. She was like, ugh.
Oh, you don't like to see Susan with his shirt off?
No, I didn't give a look. I don't know what he's talking about.
All right.
He just winked at me. What the heck?
Hey. HR! Oh, my God. That's my trick. You can't.
They say she learns quick, folks.
Well, this is fun.
God, did you?
I did. And I saw you wink, too.
I know.
I'm just call Bob a liar.
Yeah. It's on video.
Yeah, hello.
Like hell it is. What the? Oh, my God. Okay, no more interacting with that room. I need a curtain. Jesus.
Well, then all your interactions will have to be over the camera. You'll have to put your face in front of the camera.
My new favorite person's framing me. What is this?
You'll have to wink at her through the camera, Vin. That's it.
I don't want to.
Though.
I'm not even looking over that way anymore.
We can get
that's
in
it.
Touch with HR.
Going this way.
Too. It's fine. We'll get it sorted.
In 1997. Oh, sorry. How about a fast fact?
I love those. Sure.
Let me get to some stuff.
What are we talking about? What just happened?
I don't know. Well, no,
we're talking
I don't
about
know.
Something.
I forgot.
What was it?
Vinny's shirts off.
Oh, shirts off.
Oh, yeah, shirts off. Yeah. I don't mind shirts. I like when a guy takes his shirt off. I mean, in the right, I don't want you to do it, you know, at the restaurant or anything. But in the backyard, yeah, get your shirt off. Like, let's get a little color on that lily white back.
Why wouldn't we?
Right.
In 1997, 24.6% of 12th graders smoked cigarettes every day.
Wow.
That's one out of every four high school seniors.
That's
By
incredible.
2023, it had dropped to 0.7% or one out of every 143 seniors.
Oh, that's great.
Vaping has replaced some of that.
Yes, vaping is definitely profoundly everywhere you look these days.
It's weird to see someone pull on, like, in some cases, it's a square thing I've seen people.
Yeah, all manner of different
shapes and sizes.
Yeah. Just it's more about the little receptacle. Like mine actually sort of looked like cigarettes. It had a little, like a filter looking thing, and then a long battery in the shape of a cigarette. But I look at the stuff like Maddie has this little, it's like a little square box that he.
The box thing is what I've seen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's kind of the popular one.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But it's like a little, it's sort of fat. Looks like it would sit up if you.
So it's like a square thing and then there's just a nipple on it. Yeah, there's a nipple.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Maybe like 2 inches by 3 inches or something. Not even that big.
When I was in high school.
Yeah.
We had a full on painted in smoking section.
Yes.
With planters that had nothing in them but dirt.
Places for you where to put your cigarette went,
yep. And it was totally sanctioned.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's where we went.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go smoke over here.
Yep.
Which is weird when you think about it, because none of us were 18.
No.
Anywhere near it.
Yeah. Was there a law?
I don't.
Did they, and maybe they just didn't enforce it?
It was one of those things. Smoked? Yeah. Why fight it? It's too big of a problem to.
But that was at our school. There was a space between two wings of the building, and it had two trees in it. And they would have the trash things, or they were like planters, right, with a top where you could put out your cigarette. And the kids would just so you'd be in a class, and the kids would all be smoking right outside the window.
Yeah,
like, oh,
I don't know. It seems I did get suspended my first. How old are you in 10th grade? 15?
Probably.
You turned 16.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So I got suspended the first day of my 10th grade year because I was on campus, not in the smoking section, smoking, and the narc walked up who was new and was like, "What are you doing?" And I went, "What's it to you, punk?"
Mm. Cool guy.
Well, I mean, who are you?
Did you wink at him?
Well, no.
What's
it to you, punk?
I'm Cool Breeze.
Yeah,
hang off,
right,
Jack.
Right. Thank you. What's it to you? Next thing you know, I'm in the office and my mom's picking me up. I'm like, son of a.
So you can smoke on campus, but you have to be in the right space to do that. I see.
And you also have to not mouth off to the new narc.
Right. So I wonder when they stopped allowing that.
I don't know, but I looked at the number. In 97, a quarter of 12th graders smoked cigs every day. So, and 87 would have been a bigger number, right?
I would think so.
So, yeah. that's all I was thinking of is that's my graduating
year. And
now year.
We're under 1%.
Yep.
That is actually, hooray, humans, for mostly getting rid of this nicotine addiction thing. I get that there's people still vaping, but even that, it's, you know, you're not just inhaling
smoke.
Burning stuff.
Of all the things to put in yourself, smoke makes zero sense. Cats sleep so much by the time they turn 9 years old, they've only been awake for 3 years.
Oh.
Cats.
Mm. Wow.
My young one has a cat thing. She loves cats, wants a kitty, talks about, mom said I could get a kitty when I'm 10. And I'm
kitties are easy. You know what's not easy? Dogs.
No, I know.
You should have got a litter of kittens.
We have a coyote problem where I live.
Like
a real one.
Mm-hmm.
Like the cats don't last long in our neighborhood. Yeah. I don't really
you gotta
want.
You got to keep going until you find one smart enough to not get eaten by a coyote. Like,
come on. You can go outside in the backyard. They can't get in there. Just why
yeah,
you got to.
You
be...
know what? The grass is so green over there. I'm going to just hop down on the other side here and. And see.
Why?
you got.
And all it takes is one mistake. It's why I don't like. I used to like really be bummed out about the, you know, you lose a cat here or there to a coyote, and you go, you know what? It's part of the food chain. They are murdering birds and rats and mice and shrews. Or
be less accepting.
I'm not.
That's the family pet. No.
Absolutely not. Like, that thing has murdered a pile of vermin this high, and it just got eaten by a coyote, which is clearly there to, you know, keep the cat population down.
What? So. The neighborhood cats aren't a problem. We all wanted
Listen,
them.
Listen, it's tragic. It's very sad, but it's called a food chain for a reason.
Julianne Moore.
Yes?
Won the Oscar for Best Actress for a movie, Still Alice, in 2015.
Right.
It was directed by a guy named Wash West.
Wash?
Wash West, who got his start by directing gay porn.
Oh.
How do you like that?
I think it's fantastic.
I just dropped that one.
Yeah.
That's it. Is this just a fast fact?
It's just a fast fact.
I don't get to ask any questions. Like, where's Wash from? What kind of name is Wash?
Well, I don't have that. They did give me a name of one of his male.
Oh, really? Tell me.
Well, I can't.
Oh.
Duh. It's a gay porn. And
is Wash West his gay porn name? Is that like your first?
It's the name that he used when he directed, Julianne Moore. Huh. In her Oscar-winning performance.
Well, you got to get your practice in somewhere.
I mean, you do what you can do.
I mean, you can legitimately be in porn and, you know, maybe people would never accept you in any other thing. But if you were just directing, you'd be like, yeah, no, I've directed a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell you the title of any of them because then you'll know what kind of things they are.
But it does take a certain person to know, camera guy, I need you to pull off that shot, go around there and get the shot underneath from, you know.
I think the real test would be, the angles. We need to know, we need to see his work, his Wash West's early work in the gay porn world, because then we'd be like, look at the lighting.
You can see
he was. Look at the angle. You've never seen a close-up quite so explicitly laid out for you. And by laid out, I mean exactly what I'm saying.
Can you get Wash West work for Sarah? She wants to see some of his work.
Yeah, I'm sure that they won't filter that out here, but yeah.
Oh.
Men are very aggressive with each other. I've accidentally clicked on a film.
Why did you put that in quotes?
Yeah,
I didn't. What are you talking about?
You went like this. I've accidentally clicked on gay porn.
That's not
that's
what I did.
Just,
but my point
is,
it's on camera.
I'm getting it right now. Please clip that right now. I'm just wondering why you put it in quotes, like because you're telling us it wasn't an accident, or because you felt like that was appropriate, which it is.
Maybe I just don't understand what this means. I think that's why I did that.
There's nothing wrong with looking at gay porn.
I don't.
You shouldn't feel self-conscious about it. Well,
it's not. All I was going to say is they're just very aggressive with each other.
Well, they're manly. They're men.
It feels like.
It's where manhandling comes from. Manhandling, in quotes. Oh, did you just get accidentally manhandled? Poor
if
dear.
The lighting's good in the one Maddie looks up, maybe we can hire.
Oh, Wash West?
Yeah. The lighting guy.
Oh, the lighting guy. Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah.
You just replaced her with Wash West. Is that what you're up to?
I thought she was referencing him.
A woman in Houston threw a quinceañera for her cat and ended up saving the local animal shelter.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Oh. Miranda Gonzalez spent a year planning her cat Holly's 15th birthday, complete with quinceañera dress and a mariachi band.
Oh.
A video of it's been all over TikTok, and she asked people to donate to a shelter called Almost Home Cat Haven.
Hmm.
It turned out they were in the process of going out of business.
Oh, my God.
But all the donations have saved them. They're suddenly in great shape financially and will be helping cats for many years to come.
That is lovely.
It is. As much as you'd go.
Think on that when you think about
a cat quinceañera. What are you, crazy?
Well, the thing crazy about a 15-year-old cat is they're so old and rickety. Like, they're, it's really, you know, be careful putting them in their quinceañera dress because they're so breakable at that age. Like, you know how gentle they are with themselves. They're like, I'm not going to jump up there or jump down from there anymore.
I've never met a 15-year-old cat.
My sister's cat, I think, is like 17. It is so freaking.
So they don't have
decrepit
coyotes in Florida?
Hey, that thing never went outside.
Oh, okay.
Never. Wouldn't. Like, the door opens, it backs up. It's the weirdest cat ever.
Well, one of the things that happens that happened for us was, even though the cat was inside, kids open doors and go out, and there's a lot of open doors, left open doors, and the cat had could come and go as it pleased.
It is a very difficult thing in California to have a truly indoor cat because we live in and out of doors.
Mm-hmm.
So just give up, you know? You'll find a cat that's smart enough to not get eaten.
The Social Security Administration released its annual baby names list for Mother's Day.
Oh.
So for a six straight years, Olivia and Liam are the top two baby names in 2024.
Olivia, but I don't know that I would have pulled Liam.
Well, I would have said, some Liams.
Aiden. Is Aiden up there? Or actually Dylan. A lot of Dylans.
Let's see here. Liam, Noah, Oliver.
Noah. Oh, Oliver's adorable.
Theodore, James. James is a James solid is name since old-timey. All the way back
the
up 1500s. Till today. Right.
Earlier. Even.
James, Jimmy. Jim.
Yeah. Yep. Jimbo.
I like a good Jimbo.
Jim.
That's good stuff. Henry.
Oh, Henry's nice. I like Henry. Hank.
I like Henry to call a kid Hank, too. Mateo, which is a great name. I like Mateo. Elijah, Lucas, and William. Those are the boys. For little girls, it's Olivia, Emma, Amelia, Charlotte, Mia, Sophia, Isabella, Evelyn, Ava, and Sophia with an F instead of a PH.
Mm.
Those are your top. Now, I would think you'd want to avoid those.
I would, too. I would think so, too.
If I saw that list and I was in the process of naming another kid, I'd be like, these are the ones to take off and go find something that's not been the number one name for 5 or 6 straight years.
Yeah.
Yikes. But, you know, everyone wants to fit in, too. So maybe that's it.
Yeah, I think Emma is Emma's one of my favorite little girl names because of Friends, and Olivia because that's what Rachel named her baby. Because and I think Monica said, "Well, I was going to name my baby Emma," and then Rachel goes, "Emma," and she steals the name, And Monica's all like, oh, and he just got stolen.
Oh, no.
But then, of course, Emma was.
Who remembers that?
I don't know. People who've
but
watched
you
Friends.
You love that name. Yeah, but I love you more.
Oh, wow.
I forgot that part. That's a good part.
That is a good part.
Whose baby is it?
Ross and Rachel's.
Is it Ross's? I thought she like they were on a break or something and she. So it's definitely Ross's baby.
Yes. And it's then, way after the break situation.
So then she has the baby and then they get back together in the end of the series, right?
Yes.
But then there's a whole thing with Joey. Oh my God, that show's like 25 years old. But there was a thing with Joey, right? Like she was kind of with Joey there at the.
I mean, they tried everything, you know? Yeah. The show was on for 10 years.
They all had to do each of each other's. Yeah. Yep.
415.
A lot of people to do.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, Wash West's first gay porn movie made the news because it was the first to be shot completely on a cell phone.
Oh.
But people actually got to see it. Oh, it's a joke.
It's a Hooman joke.
Oh, I get it. That's really funny. That's funny. A guy named Hooman used to work on the show and is supposedly the first person who ever shot a full-length movie on a...
That no
it was
one
like on a Nokia saw. Or something, yeah, on know. A cell phone. Yeah. Dolly Parton contributed music to it. Gina Rowland. Yeah, whatever. She's a major...
Rest in peace.
Yes, rest in peace. She's a major star and she was in it.
510 says, there's more chemicals in vape than in cigarettes. I don't know about that.
Yeah. I will say, as a person who vaped for over a decade, I know the difference between smoking and vaping, and I felt a lot better when I vaped. When I smoked, I would have the cough that never ended, colds that never ended, the sore throat, and vaping.
The addiction is real, though,
yeah,
and
oh,
that's part of the problem.
Was the problem.
If I can speak to the children's of the world real quick, that you don't realize what addiction is because you don't have that yet, and then you add that to your life, and the next thing you know, you could have like bronchitis, the worst sickness in the world, and there you'll be on the side yard trying to somehow get a puff
fixed.
On a grit.
Because you need your nicotine.
Totally great. Don't worry about it.
And you do it to yourself. You put yourself in a nicotine prison.
Okay, that's so
Hell,
much
man,
better.
You should try vaping.
So much better. Thank God
pills.
I got my fix.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in now and die.
And be stinky.
Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Coldplay tickets right after this.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.